Thank you for tuning in to the Mad Scientist Podcast. In this episode, we will continue our exploration of the investigation into the disappearance of Alice Walker. As mentioned before, the police are determined to uncover the truth and bring closure to Alice's family and loved ones. In addition to the avenues we discussed in the previous episode, there are several other angles the investigators might consider. One potential area of focus could be Alice's professional network. As a researcher, she likely had connections within her field. And it's possible that someone in her professional circle had a motive to harm her or suppress her work. The police will reach out to colleagues, mentors, and collaborators to gather any information that could be relevant to the case. Another avenue to explore is Alice's personal life. Investigators will delve into her relationships, both romantic and platonic, to identify any potential conflicts or individuals who might have had a reason to harm her. This could involve conducting interviews with her friends, family, and acquaintances to gather insights into her personal dynamics and any recent changes in her relationships. The police will also analyze Alice's financial records and transactions to identify any unusual activity or potential motives related to her disappearance. Sudden changes in her financial situation, large cash withdrawals, or unexplained expenses could indicate a possible motive or point to someone who might have been involved. Furthermore, the investigators will consider the possibility of a staged disappearance. Although less common, individuals sometimes choose to vanish intentionally, either to escape personal problems or due to external pressures. The police will explore this possibility by examining Alice's mental health records, personal journals, and any previous indications of distress or desire to disappear. Additionally, the authorities will extend their search efforts geographically. They will work closely with neighboring jurisdictions and law enforcement agencies to ensure that Alice's case is not limited by geographical boundaries. Sharing information and collaborating with other investigators can help uncover potential connections or sightings that could lead to new leads. Lastly, the police will engage the public's help in the form of tips and leads. They will release information about Alice's disappearance through various channels, including social media, news outlets, and community outreach programs. Public awareness and involvement can sometimes generate crucial information that could assist in the investigation. The case of Alice Walker remains a priority for the investigative team, and they will continue to employ every available resource and expertise to uncover the truth. Stay tuned for the next episode as we delve deeper into the investigation, examining new leads and theories that might help shed light on the disappearance of Alice Walker. Until next time, this is the Mad Scientist Podcast signing off.